Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, I'm altering the message today. I really feel led to do so. I was going to finish up what we were talking about, the presence of God, because we didn't really finish all of that. Well, hopefully we'll finish that in a couple more weeks. But I'd started working on the message concerning Palm Sunday, and I'm like, God, I really need help. You know, I always need help, but God, I really need help on this. And I started reading that passage. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 21. Started reading that passage about Jesus approaching Jerusalem, and noticed something that I couldn't explain. That's not unusual for me, but I noticed something about what's the deal with the two donkeys? What's the deal with the donkey and the colt? What is the deal with that? And I got to wondering, thinking, I'm like, Lord, I really need help on this. So let's read it. Remember, Jesus was approaching Jerusalem, and he came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two of his disciples. They said, go to the opposite village. The opposite village was Bethany. And immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Everybody say a colt. Or a foal, which is a young, very young donkey. And untie which one? Untie them. What's that mean? Both of them. This is going to get interesting. So untie both of them and bring them to me. So which one did they bring? Both. Bring them to me, and if anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and immediately he sent them, and this took place that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. Zechariah said this, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, Gentile, and mounted or riding on a donkey. Even, watch this, even a colt, even a foal, even a young donkey, a foal of the beast of burden. And the disciples went and did just as Jesus had directed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt. So they brought two and the colt, and they laid their garments on them on which he sat. And most of the multitude spread their garments in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees, palm trees, and spreading them in the road. And the multitudes going before him, and those who followed after, were crying out. And what were they crying out? What was the word? Hosanna. Say it out loud. Hosanna. Say it louder. Hosanna. Listen, you need to understand that this crowd was saying, Hosanna! Huh? Say it again as loud as you can.
Hosanna!
Hosanna! What does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. Save us, we pray. Hosanna! Save us, we pray. They started shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Save us, we pray. It was part of their praise, but it was their prayer. What do they know? They know the king. Their king. Everybody say, their king. Their king is approaching. I find that absolutely amazing. I find that absolutely awesome. But before we get into all that, dancers, just are y'all ready? Okay, come on, bring all the flags. Listen, we don't have palm branches, but we got flags. Hey, do you have the flags for everybody? That's what I'm wanting. Flags for everybody. Flags for the people. Flags for the people. Everybody say flag. Everybody say, I want a flag. I want a palm branch. I believe there's a miscommunication. I didn't make myself clear. Sorry, Mary. She just got them for their group. But no. She's going to put them out and you come get you one. How about that? But let me go on with this and we'll get to this other thing. And when he, watch this. They're doing all this and he's not even arrived in Jerusalem yet. You know why? Because it's the beginning of their Passover. It's the starting of the Passover feast. There's some interesting things that this thing just blew me away in. One is the fact that they knew and they celebrated Jesus as their king. How did they know that? How did they know that? What made them change their mind instead of a carpenter to a king? Why the change? They knew the scriptures. Zechariah said, rejoice because your king is coming. Now, he said this 438 years prior to. No, I need buckets of them. I need as many flags as you can get down here. I don't care if it's in a bucket, bring it down here. It's just fine with me. Well, it's not pretty. I'm not looking for pretty. I'm looking for praises. Right. Amen. Bring them down. Listen, why did they know? Because the scriptures were there. They knew the scriptures and they knew what Zechariah said. It says, rejoice, behold, your king is coming. How's he coming? He's going to be riding a donkey. He's going to be in even a colt. He's going to be, the Bible said that he's going to be humble, but he's going to be your king. So they see Jesus, watch this now. He goes and he sends his disciples and then he tells them, you're going to find a donkey, you're going to find a mature donkey, and then you're going to find a young colt, you're going to find a foal tied together. I want you to go get them. And they go, get them, and bring them. Here's the thing about it. The Bible says that in Jerusalem, he was riding the foal. He was riding the young colt. Before Jerusalem, he was riding the donkey. It's 2 miles from where he's at to where he needs to go. Everybody say 2 miles. Come up here and get y'all a branch of leaves, okay? 2 miles. So I never seen it in the New Testament where he rode them, but Zechariah said he rode them both. He rode the donkey, even the colt. So he was riding the young one in Jerusalem. He rode the older one. From where he was to Jerusalem. Because you know why? The young donkey can't make that travel with an adult on his back. The colt was, everybody, I know you're getting your flags, but pay attention. Multitask this time only. I'm listening as I get a branch. You can be seated. Are y'all with me so far? Have you ever thought about the two donkeys? I mean, have you ever wondered why they got two? And you only see him ride in Jerusalem on one? You ever wondered why? I wondered that and got amazed by it. I asked the Holy Spirit, Lord, I really need help on this. I really need some insight with this. See, both donkeys were important. Jesus didn't say get both of them and don't. And you just, he didn't, you know, he didn't ride both of them in at one time. Okay. So he gets the two donkeys, and the disciples put their garments on them, on the older one, and begins to ride that one. I don't know that, because the Bible said he rode both of them. Now, the interesting thing to me is that I believe the Lord shared this with me. I really do. You know, the old donkey on his way to Jerusalem represented the Old Testament. Represented the Old Testament. Because Jesus is all the way through the Old Testament. The Old Testament carried Jesus in the shadow form. It's a shadow of the coming King. But in Jerusalem, the beginning of his march to Calvary. See, he enters Jerusalem to be inspected for 5 days by the religious folk. That's the lamb had to be brought into the home and inspected for 5 days and make sure he was not blemished. So he's entering his inspection and getting ready for his trial. But why is it that this is called his triumphant entry? Well, he gets on the new donkey. He gets on the colt, which has never been ridden before. He's the first time to be on it. He's the first one to be on it. And another point is there's only room for one. You can't carry a lot of other stuff. You need to carry him. You can't carry your ministry. You can't carry your praise team. You can't carry the church. You can't carry your job. You can't carry your family. You cannot carry. There's only room for one. And he's taking care of everything else. So he gets on the colt, which is incapable. Listen to this, which is incapable in the natural of bearing an adult body on his back. So how did the donkey do it? Jesus said, listen to this. Jesus says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So the young donkey carried the burden of Jesus. He said, my burden is light. So the young donkey in the natural being incapable was all capable because the significance of Jesus' burden is light. And you get a young donkey and you start, now he's little, and you start doing all this in front of him. Hosanna! 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 That's what they was doing. All in front of the donkey, beside the donkey, behind the donkey, everywhere. Now he's a young donkey. And the shouts increased and increased and increased, and the praises and the prayer and the shouts for him. The King is here. Listen, who was it? Somebody who was in New Members this morning and talked to me about a shouting preacher. Who was that? He's over here. Now, brother, I'm not shouting because you said that. I'm really not. I'm not a shouter. Sometimes. But you think about this young donkey. He has no training, hadn't been. Now, in the natural, what's going to happen? That donkey going to skedaddle and you won't find him for 3 days. Huh? But he didn't. How did he survive all the shouts? How did he survive all the roaring of the people and the shouts of praises? And how did he do that? And how did he not flinch at all the waves of the palm branches and throwing them down before his feet and all that? How did he overcome that? You know who was riding him? The Prince of Peace was riding him. The Prince of Peace was riding him. And I dare to believe this, that more than likely the mother colt was, the mother donkey was probably walking right there with him. The Old Testament giving support to the New Testament. I imagine she was there calming the little thing down along with the very presence of God, assuring him it's going to be okay. Just keep walking. There's a movie out there, the song Keep Swimming. What is that, Gina? Keep Swimming, Keep Swimming. This what? Nemo, keep swimming, just keep swimming, keep swimming, just keep swimming, keep swimming. And I'm sure the mother donkey was saying, just keep walking. Just keep walking. That's the Old Testament supporting the New Testament and validating all that you see. We talked about back here. Great day in the morning. All that you see, all that's going on here, we talked about. The Bible said that the Old Testament's for our what? Example. We are to learn from it, because we read it and see him. See, the new covenant that we just drank to is the new way, the new walk. He's straddled this new donkey, no, not been ridden before. And he brings it in, and he brings it in with peace and with humility. That's what Zechariah said. He's humble. He has humility and he comes in. Behold your king. How do they know he's the king? They know that scripture. They see him they see him 2 miles away. Why are so many people there? It's the beginning of their festival of Passover. They understand. They see this man getting on a donkey. Whoop. What does Zechariah say? He said there'll be a man getting on a donkey, and he'll be humble, and he's our king. Isn't that what he's doing? That's what he's doing. They know he's the king. Jesus presents himself. He allows himself to be presented as what? Their king. He comes in riding the donkey, coming into the city with all the praises and all the shouts and all the glory. As king. But let me tell you, that's on Sunday. On Friday, they're yelling, crucify him. The crowd is fickle. When you're only committed to an organization, be careful. When you're only committed to a denomination and not committed to him, be careful. When you're only committed to, listen to me, when you're only committed to church and not committed to God, be careful. Be careful what you're carrying. Be careful what you're promoting. You can be fickle. Think you're doing something that God wants you to do, and all of a sudden you've been hoodwinked. And you're really just supposed to be carrying him. Here's an amazing thing. When he begins to come in Jerusalem, this is the beginning of their Passover feast. At the time that they're yelling, Hosanna, the Son of David, save us, we pray, the son of David. Why did they say the son of David? Because they remember in the scripture when Solomon was king, his daddy, David, gave him a donkey to ride in as king. They knew that. I tell you, the Jewish people taught the scriptures. That's why they said son of David. They remembered. David gave Solomon, his own son, a donkey to ride in as king. Notice he didn't come in on a big horse. A horse in the scripture normally represents a warfare or a dominance of things. He didn't come in on a horse. He came in on a donkey. He came on a lowly, common people. Everyday people, common people, everyday people. But the Bible says that when this is the first day that they're starting their feast. And by the way, the priests are in the temple. And they have to step out of what they're doing, and I'm going to tell you what they were doing in just a moment. They have to step out of what they were doing to step out and to say what? Will somebody quieten those kids down? Make them be quiet. Quieten all this down. Well, they're just praising their king. They know he's the king. They're lifting up their praises and they're praying, save me, O Lord. Because the Bible said that he's bringing in salvation. They know that. Save us, O God, we pray. They get so loud and get so big that it's disturbing the priests that are in the temple. What were they doing? This blew me away. You want to know what they were doing? They were inside the temple because their ritual is this. On the beginning of that first day, they are reciting scripture. And you know what it is on the first day that they're reciting? I get it. They're on the outside saying, what are they saying on the outside? Hosanna, son of David. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord, right? Yeah. Giving him high praises. As king. Yeah. As king, yes. Say, as king. Here's what they were doing on the inside. This is what they did on the first day of their reciting. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. This is going on the inside. That the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? What did they say on the outside? It said in verse 10, when he entered Jerusalem, the city was stirred. And people were saying, who is this? What were they saying on the inside? Who is this King of glory? They're saying it on the outside and saying it on the inside. I'm telling you, Palm Sunday means a whole lot more to me than it used to. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The priests were saying, be lifted up, you ancient doors. What is that the King of glory may come in? Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The gates of what? The gates of what? Enter the gates of praise. Okay. The gates of praise. Lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? They're saying the same things on the outside, inside, and outside. He's king. Boy, I'm all stirred up about Palm Sunday. And on top of that, this place where he is, this is an interesting fact. This place where he is, Bethphage, This is a place built by the Sanhedrin. This is where all the judges, along with the high priests, go. This is their supreme court. This is Jerusalem's supreme court in this place. This is the place. Listen to this. It's almost everything that is legal has been made, that decision has been made from this place. How big a city is supposed to be, how little a city, how everything decided was decided in this place. Jesus' final verdict was made in that place. His final verdict of death was made right there. This is where he mounts the donkey. This is out of this place. Why? He's going to establish it right in the face of the Sanhedrin that's going to pronounce his death in the most legal form that it can be pronounced. And he starts his journey of his triumph right there. I'm blown away by that. That place is going to pronounce, he's going to be crucified. That's it. Finally, send them to Rome, make them do it. And right there where he mounts his donkey as king, fulfilling the scriptures. I think God's just ironic in some ways. He wouldn't say this, but I would. I'd say, it's in your face. King is coming out of the very place where you said he's going to die. But he does it anyway. He gets on there and he makes his travel, makes his journey. Do you know what the Lord's looking for? He's looking for someone that is going to carry him through the streets. Unafraid, with all power and authority, but yet humble. He's looking for someone that will carry him through the streets. Knowing that all the praises, all the hallelujahs and all the praises that are coming is not yours, but whom you carry. Not for you, but it's for whom you carry. That's who he's looking for. Looking for somebody that'll just carry his presence. Not encumbered by other things weighing them down. Just Jesus. Well, he came in as a victorious king. The colt and the donkey, the old and the new. The Prince of Peace. Peace is not simply the absence of warfare, but the presence of welfare. And he was humble. The humility here in humbleness means power that is under control. Not being controlled, but power that is under control. Well, I like Palm Sunday. I learned a lot just in 3 days. I learned a ton. I really did. The Lord has really, really just opened this up for me. I'm just ecstatic about it. We don't praise Him enough. The enemy has tried to tone down the church over the centuries. Tone it down, tone it down, tone it down. And God is just trying to say, lift it up. Yes. Lift it up. Don't be ashamed of me. Let's recognize the King. And let's don't stop here, and let's don't change when it gets tough and change our minds about Him being King and then said, God, you're not here. Why aren't you here for me? He's always here. Did y'all learn anything today? Yes. Me too. Me too. I might celebrate Palm Sunday a few more times before I'm done. Stand to your feet. let's let the music begin, and let's really, before we do that, is there anybody here that would that your heart cry? You may not be crying it right now, but your heart cry right now, because you know you're not born again, you know you're not saved. Your heart cry right now is Hosanna. Your heart cry right now is saying, save me, I pray. I want you inside me. Is there anybody here that wants to surrender your life? You haven't done it. Or maybe you've done it and it really wasn't genuine. You ever been down that road? And your heart's cry is saying, my King, save me, I pray. Is there anybody here that wants to surrender? You haven't done it yet, but you want to surrender your life to Him. You want to give Him your life. Anybody? Anybody here? Help me if I miss somebody. Okay. All right. Now, I sort of doubt y'all going to be able to get as happy as you need to get and as free as you need to get sitting behind a chair. So you may as well just sort of get out in the aisles and get ready to praise Him, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor Charlie.
To our God. Just to our God. He is the King of all kings. Love him with all your heart. Do whatever he asks you to do. You won't regret it. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. God bless you. You're liberty to go.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.